thing is, I think it's a small strip show, dance show.
We're there, dude.
Live.
Welcome back, guys. On today's show, we are discussing all the stuff that happened at the VFW with the little girl that was having a hard time. And we had some friends of ours that flew in from Orlando all the way to Charlotte, North Carolina. Give us a call here at the station at 407-448-8800, Texas Live at any time at the Queen City Studio, located right here in Charlotte, North Carolina. And make sure you follow us on Facebook and do all that stuff. And with that, I've got a full house here in the studio. So hold on one sec while I punch all these buttons. So in the studio, with us right now, we have...
What are you doing over there?
On the far side, the far right-hand side, we have Mr. Jason Howell.
As always.
Right. What do you mean, as always?
You call me on the phone, you bother me, and I got to talk on the radio.
All right. So... You flew in from Orlando, and you made it to the Charlotte area.
Yeah, two-hour drive.
Two-hour drive.
Through the traffic, go to ABC, pick up the goods, come over here. Took way too long.
What do you mean it took way too long?
Kyle, we were on the road for...
We
at least an hour.
At least an hour. I heard 30 minutes. No, that's from the stadium, Bojangles. No, it was a two-hour drive.
From the Bojangles Coliseum, we were almost there, quote-unquote.
Right.
Almost there.
So we have Jason Howell in the studio, and my wife is over there, and we just got back from Italy.
We did.
No, you didn't. Lies, all lies.
What do you mean, lies?
No, you didn't come back.
Ow!
That was my eardrum just pierced. Amy just pierced my eardrum.
I did. Amy's here.
Amy's in the house.
In the house, motherfucker.
Oh, we got curse words. Jesus. All right. So, you can give us a call here at the station at 407-448-8800, Texas Live, at any time at the Queen City Studio, located just outside of Charlotte, North Carolina. Now, we have Jason Howell here in the studio. When's the last time you were here in the studio? I think 2015. Am I saying that right?
3 years ago.
16, I think you were here, right?
All right, Amy, you keep messing that up. All I remember is driving the tractor, getting it done. Driving the tractor, getting it done, shooting guns, and Travis couldn't shoot anything. So,
Jason Howell is here in the studio. So, you're in the Charlotte area for what reason?
President Trump show. We're doing a little 5-hour mini. Me and Kyle. We're just... I'm just here.
What are you doing with President Trump? Are you, like, buttering his bread, or what are you guys doing?
It's going to be a butter bread and then 7 decks wide, maybe 7 rows up.
So you work for a construction company or a production company to where you can do...
He knows this. You already know this.
Wait, all right,
we'll get it.
Our listeners don't know this.
I know, but so the listeners should know what's going on here.
Well, if you were up here on a regular basis, maybe they would.
Oh, it's only not a 10-hour drive.
Well, you know.
The funny part is, you know, when people see it on their Fox networks and they see it on their news feed and stuff, and they say, oh, President Trump was in Charlotte, North Carolina, and then all of a sudden, you know, he's gone. And then all the people in Charlotte know, he was here and he was there. But they don't know what goes on behind the scenes, and you're behind the scenes.
Damn right behind the scenes.
Right. So you're building a stage. You're building a platform. Kyle,
chime in.
So basically what we're doing is we're just building a little seating riser for the audience.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle has a great radio voice.
He does have a...
He very much does.
Wow.
So Kyle, just
play
great.
On, player.
So basically what we're going to do is just go in, send it, little 5 hours, collect the bread, get on out of there.
I think it's a little bit more than that, but all right.
I got a little excited there. So so how long have you been doing this, Kyle?
Oh, I've been working with Jay here for about 10 years.
No, maybe, I mean, you personally. Oh. Fuck Jay.
Okay,
fuck,
so fuck
Jay. You, Trav. Fuck you. He's got to know what needs to be done. It's that easy.
So I've been in the business for about 8 years, 8.5 years
okay.
now.
And when you say the business, what is the business?
The staging business. Building stages for concerts, conventions, the likes.
Really? Nice. Mm-hmm. Good mm-hmm. for you.
And, unfortunately, I've had the pleasure of dealing with Jason Howell here for about 8 years now.
Jason Howell is the one of the founders of...
CEO.
He is the founder of...
Where did that come from? What was that? I just had this flying at me.
What are you...
I don't know!
Where did this come from? You?
I didn't throw anything.
He came from up here. It was attached up here, and I moved the mic, and it blew it.
What the fuck? Am I getting hit?
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
Everyone good?
Yeah we're good.
All right.
I don't have any stitches.
We're good.
All right.
All right, on with the video.
So,
Jason... the audio. Or the interview.
So, Jason, you are going to the Coliseum, the Bojangles Coliseum?
Yeah, me and Kyle. Me and Kyle.
Oh, is that where it is? The Bojangles Coliseum, okay.
You don't even know where it is?
No, sir.
Well, we got where we know where it is, then, don't we? Bojangles Coliseum.
So, Jason Howell, what's your job there at when you get to the Bojangles Coliseum? You're setting up this thing for Donald Trump. Is he going to be there, or is it just like his...
No, he'll be there after, and he'll be there before. We don't even get to see him.
Okay.
He's done.
He's done.
Yeah, he's done. We'll get there before him. He'll do his little thing, and then
just warning you.
No,
Trav has looked at me really weird.
No, I'm not.
Uh-huh.
Trav, you're looking at me weird.
Trav.
Well, I
look this way again.
Trav really likes Trump, by the way.
It's not that I like Trump. I just appreciate what he's done. That's the only thing.
Kyle fucking hates Trump.
Ooh.
Kyle, do you...
Let's talk about this.
Yeah,
let's talk about this.
Radio,
you got the mic in your hand.
Hold on a sec. I would love to talk about Kyle hating Trump, which is fine. I love that.
Yep.
But what I want to hear is Jason Howell flew in from Orlando from a production company to build these stages. And is that what you guys are doing? You're building stages
and seating, right?
So we're less of building the stage at this gig, and we're more building the seating riser for the audience.
All right.
Yep.
And that's Kyle. Thank you very much for stepping in on that.
Well, yeah.
I passed it to him.
Yeah.
Pass the torch, yeah?
Passing the ice chewing.
So, Kyle.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
I love ice.
Kyle, you're young guys. Have you ever done anything like this before as far as getting a presidential or doing the whole campaign trails?
Oh, yeah. We do a lot of that work. Actually, during the primaries last time around, we were doing a lot of the Democratic builds and whatnot.
And do you have like any bias as far as, you know, I don't want to build this structure completely 100% because I don't support this person.
So I'm in it for the money, you know.
Are
for
you
the
really?
Most part. Yeah, you know, as long as you're going to pay me, we'll be all right.
So you don't care. So the guy could be out there going, I want to crush puppies.
Yeah, well.
And you're like going, I'll build a stage for him. I don't care. How much is it? All right, I'll do that too.
Well, yeah, for the most part, you know, because at the end of the day, I have no control over what goes onto the stage.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah, plausible deniability.
Sweet.
I'm on.
All right. So, Jay, you doing all right over there?
What?
He is all over the place.
What do you mean, Jason Howell's all over the place?
Uh-huh.
I'm looking at you.
Why are you fighting looking at me? You're looking at Kyle the whole time.
Well, he asked you a question. You said, oh, I'll go to Kyle.
I'm drinking Jack Daniels. I'm good.
Jack and Ginger.
All right.
Jack and Ginger.
We're going to take a short little break, and when we come back, we'll talk to Jason Howell and figure out how, you know, what his flight was getting here. He said he had coronavirus, so stick around. You're listening to Deacon Live right here on Proper Radio. I'll be right back.
Keystone in the batch.
Not one keystone in the batch. There was a Natty Ice.
407-448-8800.
But I pulled it out and traded it for another Modelo.
You're listening to
Deacon Live.
Deacon Live.
Deacon Live.
This is how I show my love. I made it in my mind because I blame it on my ADD, baby. This is how an angel cries. I blame it on my own sick pride. Blame it on my ADD, baby.
Welcome back. You're listening to Deacon Live right here on Proper Radio. Give us a call here at the station at 407-448-8800. Text us live at any time at the Queen City Studio, located just outside of Charlotte, North Carolina. On my far right-hand side, we have Jason Howell, who can't figure out how to do his headphones. You got it? Got it? You got your headphones on?
Yeah, I got it.
All right, so that's Jason Howell from Lessons Learned with Jason Howell. We have my wife over there.
Hey.
Yeah, we got and Kyle. we have Kyle over there.
Cheers.
Kyle, you doing okay over there? What are you drinking?
I'm doing wonderful, drinking Jack Daniels on the rocks.
So. Nice. Thank you for putting that in. So, Jason Howell.
Let's
go over one. So you flew into Charlotte Douglas Airport. Did you have any problems with the coronavirus or anything like that?
There was a few children on the plane that was doing a bit of coughing.
Oh really?
Oh yeah, a bit of coughing. I was well protected.
So Kyle, you were saying that protecting yourself for the coronavirus. Now, did you see the coronavirus like? Was it, like, prominent as far as, like, you know, everyone has to wear a mask, even dogs wear a mask or anything
Everyone's wearing masks.
Really?
And at the airport, it seems like there's a good bit of people that are worried about this corona deal.
Oh, my God, really?
Oh, yeah.
Now, it's the flu, right?
Well, yeah, apparently it's just a general strain of the flu, but it's mutated. It's mutated past certain antibiotics and that deal.
Honestly, Kyle, do you feel for your life?
No, sir.
Oh. Really?
Not at all.
All right. Well, that's good. That's good to know.
Well, you know, we've dealt with coronaviruses our whole life, you know, with the common flu, common cold.
That's correct.
And you know, I just feel like, you know, maybe this has been sensationalized a little bit.
I remember, you know, just getting Do you ever get your flu vaccination?
No, sir.
No, like every year?
No, sir.
Well, I never get it, too, and my wife always complains about it, and so I don't get my flu vaccination. She's like going, yeah, it's free at CVS, and so I never get it, so I never get sick. I honestly don't get sick.
And, you know, I'm right there with you, Travis. I literally do not get sick.
Maybe it's one of those things where we're stronger than the community. You know, I pick my boogers and you know, scratch my earwax, and that's the way the community goes.
Yeah, I blame it on my job for my strong immune system.
Do you really?
Yeah.
And what do you do?
Well, you know, I build stages for concerts.
That's right. That's
so,
right.
You know,
right.
Yeah.
You're doing the whole Donald Trump thing.
Oh yeah.
Here in the next couple of days.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, we're gonna take a small little break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Deacon Live right here on Proper Radio. I'll be right back.
Okay, fuck it. What's next?
You're listening to
Deacon Live.
Deacon Live.
Deacon Live.